could have been a sailor, could have been a cook. A real life lover, could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been one of these things first. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. Could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end. I could be oh so true. I would be, I should be, through and through. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been. Could have been a flute. A real life giver, could have been a boot. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I would be, I should be, so near. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been.
Hello, hello, this is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves, and I'm here, as always, with Auden Malone.
Hello, everybody.
Beautiful day out today, nice and warm in the sun.
Yeah, who would have thought? I thought it was going to just torture us for the rest of our existence.
You know, hopefully spring is around the corner, because I feel like we keep getting little tastes of it, and never actually getting the full thing.
We'll see.
Yeah, so how's your week been so far?
It's been good. You know, I love giving everyone the update on my comps at work and just letting everyone know we got it done last night. All right. A night early. So we slept well last night.
That's good. Instead of
going to sleep doing CompSci, I went to sleep making the playlist for today. So that's a huge improvement from any other week I've had. So that's great.
Yeah, so big news. Auden is in control of the playlist this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was One of These Things First by Nick Drake.
Yeah. You know, I'm with the punny songs. All right. So we got to put one of those ones first, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Nick Drake's awesome. Pink Moon is like slowly climbing up my list of like albums from the 70s.
Yeah,
the more that I listen to it.
Well, I was researching him a little bit last night too, and I like that he was considered sort of like a poet, like a folk poet, which I, you know, you can sort of feel not as much from song we just heard, but I think from his other music you can definitely hear like the sort of poetry, spoken word ishness.
Yeah, I mean, Pink Moon's devastating in points, like to put it lightly, but yeah, I can totally understand that. And I think that it goes a long way that he actually has a good voice, unlike somebody like Dylan, and yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, no, he's got a beautiful voice.
But yeah, that's a great, great track to start us off with, and I think we're just going to keep rolling with the music.
Yeah, yeah, we got a little, you know.
We got a nice mix.
I would explain my logic. Maybe, you know, I'll give a little spoiler later on. We'll see. But it's a lot of different stuff.
We got a nice mix.
Also, shout out my dad for sending a lot of these recommendations. I sprinkled in some other things, but a lot of this was like albums or singles that my dad was like, oh, this would work well on the radio show. And then I listened to them and I'm like, yeah, no, this would work well on the radio show. So yeah.
Yeah,
shout out John Malone.
Shout out to our parents for just influencing our music taste.
Locally. Yeah.
But yeah, we got that Kate Le Bon record later is really, really good.
I mean, everyone loves that.
Yeah. It's crazy. This year, I mean, we'll talk about this later, but like, it's what? It's March 2nd, and I think there's already like a solid 3 albums that I would like, I'm cool with saying are like
every
the best
week,
of the year.
Every week we've there's been something. Blessed. Yeah, seriously.
I mean, oh, wow. Okay. So this is from the Dirty Projectors. This is Zombie Conqueror. Yeah. Let's get right into it. Enjoy guys.
Clouds are gathered, my eyes are bright, my back is tattered. The stakes are raised, the townspeople are anxious and alert. The surface of the reservoir is nearer than inert. The flag is hanging motionless on the board outside the door. And in their homes, the people look with stares they can't avert. We'll
All right, so Auden, talk to us about that song.
I mean, if you guys just heard, they were rocking out on that. And I don't know, I probably started listening to the Dirty Projectors when I was like 10, that's 9. Crazy. It is a little ridiculous. But I've been listening to them like my whole life. And the early albums, they don't really rock out like that. They're kind of just...
They're more indie outfits.
I yeah, think, they're yeah. definitely pretty indie in the beginning. But yeah, that was from the most recent album, Lamplit Prose. Also, their album names are like ridiculous.
Lamplit Prose is a great
and name. And their cover art is so cool. And it like sort of stems from like Bit of Orca. Yeah, no, it's cool.
Bit of Orca is really... You were telling
and
me Lamplit about,
Prose and like Bit of Orca, how they're like similar. Yes. Yeah, no, they're cool.
Did you get that on vinyl for your dad or did he already have it? I remember we were talking about Bit of Orca for something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I got it on vinyl for him. He's got a lot of stuff though.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I don't know. I saw them live at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's cool. Which, you know, was probably for the best considering I was like 11. I don't think I needed to be on the floor for a Dirty Projectors concert. So, you know, I saw them at Carnegie Hall with my whole family. We listened to Swing Low Magellan a lot. Yeah, like that whole album was crazy. But yeah, no, I really like that song. They rock out. And the next song, you know, if you think that was a lot, we're going to play some crazy stuff next.
Full disclosure, yeah. I only know, I want to say like I know like half of the set list. Like I know what the songs
I'm
are, right?
So proud of myself.
But this one and something we got coming up later, I very briefly yeah. listened to just to see like where I could fit in a song like that I yeah. picked. Oh wow, yeah, you get some interesting taste.
Okay, well, you know, considering that we can listen to like Black MIDI yeah. and Black Country New Road. I know we can do this. This is a real test for our listeners here.
Yeah,
but
fine. If I could get away with playing like Roxy music and some other stuff yeah. I got away with last yeah. week, like yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this band. Did you like look up this band at all? They've been like releasing an album every year for the past like 25 years.
That's like the Sparks. Sparks have consistently released an album since I think 1975.
Yeah, and it still hasn't. Well, actually, so they were on. I think my dad found them because they just released like a Yoko Ono like tribute album where they like gave like 20 bands. All right,
with all due respect,
artists.
I would never do a tribute album for Yoko Ono.
It wasn't like a tribute. It was like playing her music. But there's like a Sharon Van Etten song that's like really good. Yeah. But then this band, it's like there's Sharon Van Etten who's like great. It's like super mellow. And then like the eighth track is a track called like No, No, No. And it's this band like going crazy.
I love that.
But yeah.
All right. Well, I guess the listeners will have to judge for themselves. But yeah. This is Department of Corrections by Deerhoof. So enjoy.
Charge around here, and if you
Yeah.
That was something.
Something, all right. Yeah. No, I actually really like that. I thought that playing in a weird time signature, which I tend to enjoy when it like messes with.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, I was going through like a bunch of different stuff for this playlist. I don't know, I always realize this, but I was especially realizing how like similar the drum parts are for like a lot of the music we listen to.
Yeah.
And especially in terms of time signature, like I think, I don't know, to be popular, it's hard to get off of the 4-4. And this was everything besides that. So, I don't know. It was funky in its own way. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what I was gonna say. That was just on first listen. That was really, really cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check out some of their music.
Yeah. No, it was, yeah. I mean, they've been, I don't know. Apparently they did like, I mean, like I said, they were on a Yoko Ono album and like, they were in synth pop for like a year, and they can do classical music. Like it is, I don't know what this band. We're gonna have to see what they've actually been up to, but yeah, no, that was, yeah, it's a cool album.
And while we were logging, while I was logging the song on the Spinatron, I saw that apparently WMFO has interviewed somebody who was associated with.
We gotta start doing some stuff. We gotta get some like. Yeah, I don't know. Boston locals. Scary like, Jerry's hopping on.
Just like spam Black MIDI's Twitter until eventually one of them no comes chance. On the show.
That would be insane.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let's keep the music going. Yeah, this is actually one of the tracks that I do know. This is from the new Kate LeBond project, yeah. Pompeii. This is some cool kind of yeah. like...
Yeah, we're going to be a little more chill now.
How would you describe this?
I don't know, because her voice... It's the same thing with, like, Bjork, where it's, like, her, like, they're both, like, are they both Welsh? No.
Bjork
might be Welsh, too. I think they're both Welsh.
Bjork is Scandinavian, right?
Oh, right. So she's, like, Norwegian. She's definitely Norwegian.
Let's find out.
I just said that to myself.
Bjork is Icelandic.
Oh, shit. That's really fucking...
Oh,
really cool.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would describe this.
I'm gonna go on my little rant real quick.
Oh boy, here we go.
So, all of this music, right? This like that I don't know how to describe. It gets lumped under this umbrella of art pop, and I hate it, right? Because like,
yeah.
All it is like, okay, cool. It's why do you call it pop? None of this is pop music. Like, and you just call it art, and then it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get that as like a moniker, as a genre. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's hard to like attach it to a genre, but art pop means kind of nothing.
That's my point. It's like, it's a nothing label.
Well, but it's definitely something. And I like the album.
Like Bowie's considered art pop or art rock. And like,
yeah, I think it speaks a little bit to like how people are struggling to classify music. Like I think music, like the sounds of music, not to be like, I don't know, punny or something.
Yeah.
I think the sounds of music have changed so much. So like, I think like we're going to see Tyler tomorrow and people struggle so hard. Like they really struggle to like attach him to rap versus indie versus alternative. Now, I think he's, they did, at least.
Well, yeah, but Igor was an R&B album.
Was it though?
I would consider it an R&B album more than it was a rap album.
I mean, it definitely wasn't a rap album, but like, I don't know if I would have put it directly into R&B. I just think sounds are getting so complicated that it's going to be harder and harder to classify what genre music fits in. And I think this
I knew it. So Rate Your Music has a habit of doing this, of like putting these artists and albums in like this box of like a very broad genre.
Yeah,
and I knew it. Art pop, right there.
Damn. See, I don't understand what that means.
Me neither.
All music is art in some way, and this type of music is not.
Yeah, but like their definition is artistic, inventive, and singular presentation and performance, often featuring poetic or oblique lyricism, and frequently subverting and experimenting with various other genres and art forms while remaining fairly pop oriented and accessible. Nothing.
So it's just experimental that works.
Yeah, let me read you some of the albums that are considered.
Maybe it's just like, why can't it just be good experimental music? So, like
yeah, like okay, Hounds of Love I would call art pop because that is very much pop music that has like a more avant-garde side to it, right?
Sure.
Like, but then like Blonde is in here, which is not a pop album in
Really, but it's anyway. Hard because whoever's classifying blonde is like, oh, Frank Ocean is for the kids. Everyone listens to Frank Ocean. This must be pop.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Stereo Lab in here, Demon Days, A Moon Shaped Pool by Radiohead.
Right, like this is just like a weird group of music. I don't know. I think they're describing it as like experimental music that works, and the reason people find it accessible is because it's actually good. Like. Yeah. There's a whole nother, like, if you were saying experimental whatever and people didn't like it, you just toss it in there. But I don't know. That's why they're struggling, because it's popular among, like, certain groups
Personally, very fun to go and rate your music and just see what random excuse they've come up with for labeling stuff together. But, all right, huge sidetrack there.
Yeah, wow. We said we were going to go back to the music, like...
Yeah, this is why I'm happy we kept the playlist pretty, like, short today.
I didn't want to overwhelm.
Yeah, this is Moderation by Caleb Vaughn off of Pompeii. Enjoy.
I don't want it.
Okay, listen, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong, and I'll walk back what I said about that not being art pop, because that kind of fits perfectly.
That song, yeah.
The rest of the album doesn't, in my opinion. The rest of the album's just
the rest of the album is very different from that song, and yeah. This one was a little more, the bassline on that is like so good, and it just that one moves a little more than the other music on that.
I agree. The rest of the music, cool, I really enjoy the rest of the album. It's definitely a little slow.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we play the next song.
Sure.
We do a little PSA. And we'll see where we go from there.
And then we'll keep it going.
So this is Weight of the Earth on Paper by Megabog, which is definitely a name for a band.
Megabog. That's the name of the band.
All right. This is one that I honestly listened maybe 30 seconds of it, and I don't remember what it sounds like.
It's really
good.
Yeah. It's really good.
I'm excited. All right, here we go.
It's gone in my feet, and alone looking back to the glow of a note. And once you have me, will you let yourself feel? Or will you be writhing in penetrable probe?
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Don't do heroin, kids.
Yeah. That PSA just...
I love the vintage PSAs so much. So much.
Seriously. I mean, no, that was very convincing with the little, like, crescendo, the that,
synth,
like...
synth right there? I love it.
That sounded a little bit like a little Magdalena Bay in the background.
Oh my god, I'm gonna sample that.
That beach up would go hard.
It really would. Shout out to the Ukraine rally going on right now.
Yeah. We wish we could be there to support.
Yeah. They posted a bunch of phrases to learn in I'm assuming Russian. Is it Russian? Is Ukrainian?
There's definitely a Ukrainian dialect.
I don't know. And the Ukrainian dialect.
We need to stop talking. We're really uneducated. All right. Back to music.
I guess good call. I mean, yeah. I, whatever. I'm not going to launch into a geopolitical debate about this, but yeah.
Or should we?
I don't know.
No, we
Putin
shouldn't.
Putin bad. That's what we'll leave it at.
Yeah.
So up next we got, oh my God. So I know I've been playing Bowie pretty consistently on the show, but I've like absolutely fallen back in love with his music, like to an extent that I just didn't remember. I don't think I remembered how much I liked him.
I don't know. For me, it's like, I got so used to listening to, you know, like Starman and like all Heroes, like all of his like super hits that I haven't, since Black Star came out, I haven't gone back to like his older records and like
I'm gonna
listen
say
to
it,
to the whole thing.
I'm gonna say it right now. Low is like one of the best albums ever made, and the song is incredible. It's not my favorite. My favorites are instrumental synth things, but I'm not gonna play that on the radio show.
You know, I played Deerhoof today, Harrison. That's true. Anything goes.
Yeah, but this is Always Crashing in the Same Car by David Bowie. Yeah. Enjoy, everybody.
Every chance that I take, take it on the board. With kilometers and the red lights, I was always looking left and right.
Brian Eno didn't have to pop off like that, but he did.
You know, he never has to, but he just does his thing.
Ah, Lowe is so good. Up next we have...
Yeah, we're pivoting here.
You know what I am just remembering? What? I have this on vinyl back in the dorm, and I kind of brought it and spun it up. It sounds so good.
I think I have it in vinyl at home, too.
The Igor pressing. It's like, I love when vinyls are like really widely accessible, which Igor is. They also sound really good. So. Yeah,
I mean, considering this was the one, right? Or maybe he had like a little bit of help producing, but like this was the...
Nah, he did this all by himself.
Do it all by himself. Besides like all the features, like this was like his full, you know, musical ability on display. And so I can see why he wanted to make it so accessible on vinyl. Like, I think, I don't know, he strikes me as like a true music lover.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking on here, and he is credited as producing every single track, and then the only people who are also credited as producing are his features and samples. Also, right. Wow.
So there you go.
Seeing Jordan Carter listed as a feature is really funny.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
This is Igor's theme. I don't think it really needs that much of an introduction.
I mean, it is the introduction, so... There you go.
I very vividly remember my mom walking in. I just picked it up from the store, and I came back and I was spinning it, and she was like, "Oh, this is nice." And I was like, "Yeah, it's great."
It's not just nice, Mom.
The whole album is just incredible.
I put this on here because as we all know, Tyler's not coming to Boston. He's coming to Worcester.
Yeah, I can't wait to drop $40 on an Uber to
see him at the DCU Center. Great. So,
thanks TD Garden for not being cool. Also, I'm really mad. The Grizzlies are playing the Celtics tomorrow, and I like would low key rather go see that. But
my ticket's not selling. I was like willing to sell it, but
My ticket's not selling either.
But we can't let everyone know that we love Tyler.
I love Tyler.
We're playing some Tyler right now. The only like non-explicit song that I thought was good. So
I don't know why Are We Still Friends is explicit, because that's like my favorite one. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Igor's theme off of Igor. You guys know it.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
Mine. over.
Yeah.
I'm so used to listening to that album completely, so I think my brain is like giving me withdrawals from
Earthquake just come straight in.
Wow. Yeah, no. You were just saying that synth bass part. Maybe it's because I haven't listened to it with like these big headphones before, but it just kind of
shout out the JBL Studio Monitor 4412A. It's awesome. Sounds really good.
The stereo was going crazy in here.
I know the set list for the concert. I kind of spoiled myself. Just because I still haven't
really looked at it.
All I'm going to say, nothing from Cherry Bomb, which is like kind of criminal.
Which is good.
Whoa. You don't want to hear Two Seater? What's the other one that's really good off Cherry Bomb?
I didn't really like, I've listened to Cherry Bomb through maybe once. And like,
it is aged really well.
I definitely think it's aged well, and I think other people are realizing that too.
Oh, I realized why I couldn't remember the other song name. I can't say it.
Yeah. No, I know what song you're talking about. Yeah. That one is like the only one that I consistently listen to.
And then it gets a little weird because you realize it's about him like wanting to. Yeah. And a little.
Yeah. No, Igor's great.
Igor's great. Flower Boy's great.
Yeah,
I think I've mellowed out on Tyler, if I'm being completely honest, like as an artist, which is weird because he gets consistently better, like I think. But
I mean, I don't know, I think that happens to me all the time when I'm like super excited about an album or an artist, and I don't think I overdo it, but I like consistently listen to that music for a month or something like that. And then I just like don't listen to it for whatever.
Yeah,
A couple months I don't listen to it. Maybe it's like a couple years, and I come back to it. I'm like, I understand why I listen to this so much. And I don't know. I think that's just like a normal progression of listening to music. Like I haven't listened to Silk Sonic in like at least a few weeks. But we were listening to that probably every day.
I have been listening
at least one time through.
I've been listening to the Love Train cover like on repeat.
Oh, see,
it's so good.
See, right, but like that was like the same thing when they came out with Leave the Door Open.
Yeah,
like dude, I can only listen to that single.
I'll never forget this. We were chilling. I think we were watching like Breaking Bad or something when the like first two singles dropped,
sure.
And we listened to Silk Sonic Instagram. We're like, oh, this is gonna be the funkiest song ever right after.
Yeah,
this. And then Leave the Door Open is super slow, and both of us were like, meh.
We were like, I don't know.
And then, like,
now this is the
couple days later, my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. So, keeping the LCD sound system wave going.
Yeah. We're doing David Bowie and LCD sound system, which I think they have a lot of similarities. So,
I have not been this excited about a concert, like, probably since I've seen The Dead.
Maybe and that was very exciting.
Maybe Cardi. But like this is
just Cardi so much
just,
credit right
just
now.
Because of the experience, right?
Yeah.
Like, just because
just because you could say you did that.
That's like anthropologists need to study the Cardi fan base.
Yeah, we gotta get Craig and Seb to be interviewed for the Cardi fan base because
Andres
yeah.
And me and Tan.
Crazy.
All right. Well, this is this is off the worst LCD Sound System album. Yeah, I said it.
Whatever.
American Dream
it's
Hater.
It's like a really high bar.
Yeah, to I know. We're releasing like 9s and 10s. So 7 kind of cuts.
Yeah.
But this is Other Voices off of American Dream. Yeah. Enjoy. Yo, massive shout out to the Wisconsin men's basketball team. They just won the Big Ten last night.
Seriously?
Yeah, they won the Big Ten. They beat Purdue. Wow. Huge upset.
Was Cheese there?
Cheese was there. Cheese rushed the court.
Of course, he was the first man out there. Is he still coming this weekend? Is he still?
I think that might have been a promise made, not in earnest, but we'll
see. Well, I think, you know, if Wisconsin has just won the Big Ten and you're at Wisconsin, you're not coming to Tufts that weekend.
At the same time, I would not put it past him. Like, if I get a text in, like, a day, like, I'm at Logan. Like, I'm here. Pick me up. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm bookmarking it right now. You can quote me, 12:55 on Stranger Waves. The Badgers are winning March Madness. This is their year.
I mean, I will quote you on that. We can always go back in the archive and, you know, see what you said. There's no money on it, though.
No, there's no money on it, but Johnny Davis is insane, and, like, I want to see them win really fast.
I'm so excited for – I feel like I haven't had a proper March Madness in, like, 4 years. I don't know why.
Proper.
I feel like – every year I would, like, remember March. I, like, barely even remember last year's March Madness.
We just sat around for 2 weeks watching basketball. That is true. Blends together.
Oral Roberts. I forgot about that. Never mind. Last year was great. Yeah. But I need it again.
This year's going to be awesome. This year's hyper-competitive. Duke and Kentucky are both back in it.
Yeah.
So that's big. No, Kansas is looking good, too. But, yeah, Badgers. Bucking by a billion.
You can take him. I think Oral Roberts is coming back from the dead. Or, you know, Florida Gulf Coast. Remember them?
Yeah. We here at Stranger Waves do not endorse Oral Roberts University.
That is true.
Got some bad policies.
Yeah.
But
it's a fun name, and they should not exist anymore.
I agree. Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Great week. Great set list. And I think the next host is arriving as we speak.
Yes.
But
continue listening. He's got some great stuff coming up. I don't think he's got anything that says you're just a baby now.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to speak too soon. I don't know what he's got up.
But we're gonna leave in between shows. We're gonna play Waltz Number 2 by Elliott Smith.
Yeah, yeah. So you can dance your way back to class.
One of the few songs that doesn't make me horribly depressed by him. So, you know,
that's great. Yeah. I'm glad I chose well.
Yeah. Let's listen to a Needle in the Hay.
Oh boy.
All right. Enjoy, guys. Have a great rest of your week. Yep. Enjoy the weather if you're in Somerville, Medford, Boston, greater area. And
see you next week.
See you next week.
She's done and they're calling.